Heathrow Animal Reception Centre. An anonymous yellow brick building sits on the outskirts of Heathrow Terminal 4, just inside the borough of Hounslow. No one would guess, from the outside, that each year about 16,000 cats and dogs, 400 horses, 200,000 reptiles, 2,000 birds and 28 million fish pass through here. Inside there are horse stables, cattle pens, reptile tanks and a swimming pool for crocodiles. Outside the door to the crocodile pool, there once hung two riot shields and a notice that said, "Beware! We can jump and will chase you." Heathrow Animal Reception Centre, sometimes known as the Ark, opened in 1977, but its origins go back to the 1950s. From 1952 to 1981, the RSPCA's Airport Hostel took in millions of tired and sick animals travelling to or through the UK. The hostel was the first of its kind, and from the beginning, its services were in high demand. In 1953, just as passenger air travel started to become a mass phenomenon, the hostel received over 320,000 animal guests, leading one commentator at the time to proclaim that one in every seven passengers of the British airline BOAC has 4 feet. After the Second World War, British and American airlines sought to capture some of the animal freight business that Dutch airline KLM had pioneered in the 1920s. Animals from across the world were in high demand for the pet trade and medical research, with monkeys, birds, and fish making up a large part of the cargo. British European Airways, BEA, flew regular consignments of goldfish from Bologna. Zoos also made use of the Ark's forerunner. Mahini, a well-loved rhinoceros at Whipsnade Zoo, was flown here from Calcutta. But there was a dark side to this traffic in animals. RSPCA officers would often pull out 50 dead or dying monkeys from a consignment of 1,000. Thanks to campaigning and tighter regulations, there was a steady decline in animal mortality rates from the 1970s onwards. But many animals still suffer, and illegal trafficking remains a problem. Staff at Heathrow Animal Reception Centre can seize a consignment if they think welfare standards have been violated, or if smuggling has been attempted. For example, through fraudulent paperwork, or attempts to pass off protected species as unprotected ones. In 1997, for example, 294 Kenyan sand boas were seized on their way to the US. And in 2001, a passenger from Russia was stopped carrying 710 horse-filled tortoises in his suitcase. Fortunately, examples like this are relatively rare. Whether it is an exotic species seized as part of a smuggling crackdown, or an endangered breed en route to rescue centre, or simply a family pet waiting in transit to be reunited with its owner, all of these animals are cared for at Heathrow Animal Reception Centre. In terms of sheer numbers and diversity, this building on the outskirts of the airport is probably the single most densely populated area of animal life in Hounslow.